This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. An announcement from Iran yesterday has a lot of analysts scratching their heads and wondering what kind of game are they playing. Iran says it will not comply with the demand by the United Nations Nuclear Agency to stop work on a once-secret nuclear fuel enrichment plan. But that's not all. They've also said they're going to build 10 more such plans. Joining us now is David Sanger, the New York Times chief Washington correspondent. David, is this a real threat here to build 10 more? Is Iran able to do that?
Well, the threat's real, but whether the capability's real is another question. You know, when you think about it, they've been building the Natanz plant, the main enrichment plant that we frequently see in news photographs and so forth, since early this decade, and right now they've got about 1/6 of the number of centrifuges, these machines that are used to enrich uranium, installed that the whole plant takes. And this secret plant that was revealed 2 months ago has been under construction for at least 3 or 4 years. So if they wanted to build 10 more, it's going to take quite some time, maybe decades.
And is this just Ahmadinejad pounding his chest? Is he just trying to prove to his own countrymen that he will not bow to Western pressure?
Well, I think there's an element of that. But, you know, there was something in the announcement yesterday that I suspect the U.S. government finds more worrisome. You'll remember, we've talked about this on this show before, that the Iranians reached a tentative deal, which they later backed out of a few months ago, to ship a good deal of their fuel out of the country, have it enriched by the Russians and made usable in a medical reactor that is in Tehran. They balked at that, and yesterday Ahmadinejad said that they were studying a plan that would enable them to go enrich this uranium themselves. The reason that's worrisome is that it would begin to take their fuel and move it much closer to weapons-grade capability than it is currently.
So at this point, I mean, there's already sanctions against Iran. What else does the West or the United Nations have in its arsenal to threaten Iran with?
Well, you've raised a very good question. There are 3 United Nations Security Council resolutions that have been passed against Iran since late 2006. And each one of them has had escalating sanctions, and none of those sanctions have changed Iran's behavior. So if President Obama wants to go to the next step, he would need truly crippling sanctions. And that means really one of 2 things. One is stopping the import of refined gasoline into Iran. It exports a lot of oil, but it doesn't have a lot of refining capability for its own needs. And the second possibility is to target those companies that do business with the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, which runs the nuclear program and is a big centerpiece of the Iranian economy. But the opportunity for backlash, including military backlash, is fairly high from those.
Okay, David Sanger is the New York Times chief Washington correspondent and author of The Inheritance, The World Obama Confronts and the Challenges to American Power. He's talking about an announcement from Iran yesterday. It's not only not going to comply with demands from the United Nations Nuclear Agency, but they say they will build 10 more nuclear fuel enrichment plants. We'll see how that plays out and how the United Nations will respond during the course of this week.